Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. Simpson women's basketball starts off 2-0 in American Rivers Conference play, joined by women's assistant basketball coach Claire Urias. Coach, a week off in between conference games, and now you're going to be starting your holiday tournaments. How do you feel about the first couple weeks of conference play with a little up and down, but mostly up and mostly good?
Yeah, we had a good start to the conference season, starting 2-0. I think we still have, obviously, a lot of things that we can still work on defensively and offensively, but I think it helped build a little bit of momentum going into a tough stretch here for some non-conference games.
Well, we'll touch on those non-conference games in a bit, but I want to go back to BV. Yep. When I went back and watched it later on, I missed the game on Saturday. Yep. BV scored, I think, a little too easily sometimes. I think there were some times where you and Coach Nemeth over on the sideline were kind of, hey, we know what we need to be doing. Mm-hmm. Let's fix some of those things before this tough stretch, right?
Yeah, it's all communication and things that we can control, those little mental errors. Like I said, those things on defense that we need to work on. But it's all things that we can control, just communication and transition, picking up the ball, knowing who we're guarding, just little things like that.
Offensively, we had kind of joked earlier before the season started was who's going to be putting the ball in. I think Maddox DeVault, everyone expected her to take that next step. Mm-hmm. How has that kind of adjustment gone from going from Molly Luttmer and Haley Rasmussen scoring a lot of the team's points to being a lot more balanced?
Yeah, I love that we're balanced. I think it makes or takes a lot of pressure off of different players, but then it also makes us tougher to beat where you don't know who it's going to be stepping up. Like, Ava hit some big shots in the first half when Maddox wasn't really hitting or some of the other girls weren't really hitting shots, and Ava came off the bench and hit two big threes for us. So, like, that makes teams really hard to beat, having that balance.
Point guard position gets hit with an injury. Yep. How has that developed over the last couple of games? I know Ellie Street played that last year. She gets to step in, but as we kind of talked about, it's not necessarily the backup. It's the backup's backup, or it's the rotation changes after that where you see the biggest impact.
Yeah, so like I said, that balance and with different girls stepping up, Morgan's done a great job stepping into that role. She's had experience her freshman year and obviously this year too, but we're just all about, like, if that girl isn't getting it done, like, that next girl is going to be ready to go.
Tough non-conference slate, back on the road as well. I believe we're going to Nashville. We're ready to play some basketball, but we're also ready to go out and see some fun Nashville sites. But how do we want to approach this holiday tournament?
Yeah, I just think, like, the tough competition is just going to prepare us for conference. So going in with that mindset on, yeah, it's going to be tough competition, but what are ways that we can get better? And it's an opportunity. Like, why not us? Why couldn't we just go in and beat those teams?
Talk about, is there anything that you learned or were surprised about for this kind of first bit of the season that you either didn't see coming or didn't see the team doing as well, or something that you expected they were going to do well that maybe they need a little bit of work on? Because January, I mean, it's every Wednesday and Saturday. And I mean, it is the gauntlet of ARC play that Simpson really needs to figure out, and there's not much time to work on, right?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I don't know if anything necessarily surprised me. I would say with our youth, I actually think we're making smarter decisions than I thought we would. I think we still have a lot of improvement to go, like with our turnovers and everything. But I think they've handled some tough situations really, really well. In the BV game, early fourth quarter, BV makes a run. That was kind of a gut check for us. We learned to stay together, and we didn't let their run impact us, and we made our own run. So, like, little things like that, just their experiences have kind of shocked me a little bit about how composed they've been in certain situations.
And finally, moving on to the press, I know you and Coach Nemeth, and in the past, you tweak it every single year. It's never quite the same, but the baselines are there. I think over the last couple of years, we've really seen good ball handling in the ARC. How have you tried to develop that over this year, knowing that the guards are very good at starting to feel the pressure a little bit better, and you might have to go for the pass or rather than the double team, and it really is about kind of preventing the scoring, if not getting those turnovers?
Yeah, I mean, over the years, obviously ball handling has improved, and so has transition shooting. So I think we just make little tweaks to put our players in the best position possible to be successful in our press and try to tweak it so then it makes it really tough for the other team. And honestly, it's not the same every single game we go into, which makes it fun.
Thank you very much, Claire Urias, assistant women's basketball coach. We'll have more after this on today's Lely Radio Sports page.